Donkey Val, Donkey. Well, I had a request earlier. I almost forgot it. The name of this song is one that got quite well known all over in America and here and there and everywhere else, I guess, or a lot of places else. And it's a song I made up myself many, many, many years ago now. And it's an anti-war song, a war protest song, but I made it up way before Vietnam. I made it up during the time of the Korean War. And the Korean War also was what you call a dirty, bad business, a business that should never have happened, but it did. And the name of the song is called Portland Town. That's where I'm from, is Portland, Oregon. And it's a song about some people who lost their children in the Korean War. And the song comes from an old couple. The song, they didn't have anything to do with making it up, but the idea came from an old couple, older couple, I should say, perhaps 60 years old, 65 years old, that had had one child, a boy, and he had been sent to Korea, and he had been killed in Korea. And at that time in America, they had the un-American activities going on, and they were saying that if you heard anybody talking bad about the American fiasco in Korea, the American war in Korea, you should report it to the FBI or the police force because they might be communist spies. Ridiculous thing. And there was a lot of people that were against the war and afraid to say so because of that. And then there were a lot of those that, like the last one, like Vietnam, they thought, oh, this is the good war, we're saving the world from communism, etc., etc. And then there were those of us who did open our mouths and complain about it and talked about it as much as we could, and for our efforts, we were put in front of the Un-American Activities Committee and beat up on the streets. I was beat up on the streets one time for it. And this old couple believed, like I did, that it was an economic political war, and their one and only child had been killed. And the way they said it to me is they felt like he had been murdered, and they were brokenhearted. They were beyond that, they were crushed. And I'll tell you this, oddly enough, I've been for years doing this song, and I have yet to give the right word or find the right word to describe how those people felt. They were really, truly crushed. And when they told me about it, it really hit home right in their heart. And I just felt terrible for a long time. I still do, but for a long time it really hit hard. And so I was some months later up in Hollywood, California, and I was sitting in a little room. I had sort of slipped away from the folk scene and everything. I wanted some peace and quiet. And I was sitting in a room drinking a bottle of wine, my banjo and me. I got to drink all the wine a banjo doesn't drink. And this song, Portland Town, just came out. And I guess you could say it's sort of a projection song. I projected myself into those people and tried to imagine how it would feel to lose my children that way. I was born in Portland Town, I was born in Portland Town, yes I was, yes I was, yes I was. I was married in Portland Town, I was married in Portland Town, yes I was, yes I was, yes I was. Children I had 1, 2, 3, children I had 1, 2, 3, yes I did, yes I did, yes I did. Frank, Jimmy and Johnny made 3, Frank, Jimmy and Johnny made 3, yes they did, yes they did, yes they did. Sent my children off to war. Sent my children off to war. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Killed my children, one, two, three. Killed my children, one, two, three. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Murdered my children, one, two, three. Murdered my children, one, two, three. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. I won't have no kids no more. I won't have no kids no more. No, I won't. No, I won't. No, I won't.